Well, now we will change tack for a moment because we promised you a little bit of comedy every day. And our chosen clip today features comedian Michael McIntyre from his stand-up show talking about, as usual, his challenging children.
Just getting dressed. They will not get dressed. Put your clothes on. Put your pants on. They refuse to wear pants. I don't like pants. They're uncomfortable. I don't like pants. Put your jumper on. I'm boiling. I'm boiling. They're always boiling. I'm boiling. Yes, that's because I've heated the inside of the house. But what I haven't done is heated the rest of the world. So you will need it when you get outside. Can I just take it? So you just compromise. All right. Fine. Just take it. Do your laces. Can I do it in the car? Fine. Do it in the car. Where's your bag? Where's your other shoe? And they spring things on you at the last minute. The other day we're going to school, we're nearly out the door. My son's done quite well, actually. He's got his pants on, he's even got his jumper on, he's holding his coat, he's got his bag. We're nearly out the door. He just looks at me and goes, Dad, it's Roman Day. What's Roman Day? Everybody has to go to school today dressed as something from the Roman Empire. I'm supposed to be at school in 6 minutes. What exactly did you expect me to do at this point? Oh, yes, when I was 9, I was a centurion. I think I still have my armour here in the cupboard. Let's not drive this morning. I've been hiding a horse and chariot in the garage. I'll arrive in style. Feeding. They will eat. Children will eat. They will eat rubbish. They'll eat garbage, OK? They'll eat chocolate and sweets and ice cream till they're sick. What they won't eat is things that are good for them. Every day we try to get them to eat vegetables, fruit, things that are good for them. We aim very high, my wife and I, every single mealtime. All right, tonight, there will be no ice cream, children, unless you have all your peas, all your broccoli and all your carrots. But, Dad, please, it's disgusting. Please don't make me eat that, please. It's just disgusting. Please, Dad, you can't force us. You can't force us. It's disgusting. All right, fine. I just want you to eat one carrot, 5 peas, and this floret of broccoli. But, Dad, it's disgusting. Please don't make me eat that, please. You can't force me. I hate it. I hate it. Just stick out your tongue and let me wipe the broccoli across your face. And then can I have ice cream? Yes! Washing every day, run the bath, get in the bath, have you washed? Have you brushed your teeth? They lie to you. They lie to my face every single day. Have you brushed your teeth? Yes. Okay, then breathe on me. I have to get this jet of disgusting... You haven't brushed your teeth, have you? No, I haven't, Daddy. Well, why didn't you say that? The laziness. Oh, and flush the... You know... Before I had children, I used to dream about what it was like. My wife and I would discuss it. I can't wait to have children. It's going to be amazing. You'll be such an amazing mum. I used to dream of idyllic, rosy-cheeked, beautiful children in dungarees, running in fields, picking flowers. Can we have our picnic now? Can we have our picnic? How did that fantasy become me, almost on a nightly basis, standing over the toilet, going, whose poo is this? Lucas, is that your poo? He puts on this whole facade. He actually comes over and looks in the loo. No, that's not my poo. So, Ozzy, it's your poo. Dad, that is definitely not my poo. Darling, don't you even.
Oh, the wonderful Michael McIntyre talking about the joys of having children.